is next.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The National Guard is called in and people in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston, are told to stay inside. There's benzene in the air near a petrochemical plant that had a fire this week.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, people in the area have reported headaches, nausea, and nosebleeds. President Trump says during a speech in Ohio, he just never liked Arizona Senator John McCain.
I've really probably never will.
He says he was never thanked for approving the senator's state funeral 7 months ago. He complains about McCain's vote protecting the Affordable Care Act and his turning over allegations about the president and Russia to the FBI. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson calls the president's insults deplorable.
We don't talk about our veterans anyway, but to brag on them for the service they render.
He spoke to Georgia Public Broadcasting. Others have praised McCain without directly criticizing the president. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our extended string of quiet, storm-free days continues for now. Today, sunshine. Nice again. High around 68. That's a little bit below normal, but not bad. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect spring day. High and low 70s. Lots of sun. I think we'll be in the middle 70s, perhaps on Saturday. More sunshine. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Still dry. Little cooler if you're heading to the beach, but not bad. Highs around 70 both Saturday and Sunday. Water temperature 62. Pollen count still very high today and tomorrow, and then high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. And the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to health care services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views. It is it's almost 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Holy mackerel. I'm Baron Coleman. Jack Campbell is here on a Thursday, believe it or not. David L. Mowry joins us as he does on a Thursday. April Marie Fogle, who normally joins us on Wednesday, joins us on Thursday. And Tricia, who normally joins us on Tuesday, is sitting in the wings waiting to get a microphone to join us on Thursday.
It's one of those weeks.
I overbooked. It's not the first time I've done it before.
It's better than underbooking.
Which I do often.
Yeah, exactly. I do often. Then I get a random text at like 10. Hey, if you want to come in today, it's just me.
Hey, how come I don't get those texts?
Wouldn't be.
Because you don't live here.
You live in Birmingham.
Yeah. I would still come see you.
Not at at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I live around the corner, so it's kind of easy for me to,
and mostly work out of my house.
It would be worth it if I could do.
I text Dave at like 8:49.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going on the air in 17 minutes.
Jack just texted me and told me he's not coming in.
I don't text at 8. I usually text at 7.
Right. Yeah, but I don't want to wake somebody up at like 6:15. And,
yeah. Right.
I see.
It happens.
But hey, look, we're all here. Gang's all here.
We're professionals. We're not worried about little things like over or under booking. Guys, we got a lot of news to get to. There's a ton of stuff going on in the River Region, particularly at the state legislature. Gambling legislation now, dueling gambling legislation, and the old rare, I'm filing competing legislation against legislation, I co-sponsored legislation, activity is going on. It's a very, very rare
moment.
That's
a power move.
I'm telling you what, I'll co-sponsor your bill, and then I'll file a competing bill on top of it. I don't know that I've seen that move very often, but it happens. Also,
are you referring to our president pro tem?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
You know, it's
now, did somebody make a list of here's a bunch of bills that you could file to pander to the far right?
He's not done either.
Yeah. After you just rammed through a gas tax and you want to run for Senate?
I was just going to say that.
Adios to him.
Here's like 9 things that you could do really quick, even though people don't really like people that are in office running for other offices these days.
I saw a bill filed in Missouri the other day.
Missouri?
That is 100% going to be filed from some red meat pander in Alabama.
Wait, is it the one that I texted you about?
Was
that
it?
Everyone has to own an AR?
Share with the class,
no,
guys.
It's worse. Now, that's a good bill.
Yeah, there's a hero in Missouri.
But that's a municipal ordinance.
That has a bill that...
That's an unenforceable municipal ordinance.
Oh, I thought it was for the whole state.
No, this is a Civil War deal here. Missouri Senate...
That's always popular.
Missouri Senate bans all federal gun control laws.
What
the... Oh.
So if it goes through the House and signed by the governor, and they're all Republicans over there in Missouri now, Missouri has nullified all federal gun laws inside the state of Missouri. That's where they're headed.
Hmm.
I am ready for Alabama to file something like this just so everyone can panic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unenforceable.
It's sort of like the states that legalized marijuana early.
I was just
going
to say.
And then Sessions and people were like, hey, guess what? We're still going to put you in jail.
But they didn't.
They didn't for a lot of the smaller guys, but some of the dudes that were moving on a heavy level, they did.
Here's the way it reads. It's short. All federal acts, laws, executive orders, administrative orders, court orders, rules, and regulations
have been declared wrong,
whether past, present, or future, which infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the United States 1 and Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution shall be invalid in this state, shall not be recognized by this state, shall be specifically rejected by this state, and shall be considered null and void and of no effect in this state.
I like it. Let's do it.
Why is Del Marsh not filing
this? He'll do it by the end of the show.
Del,
if you're listening.
I mean, you could have LRS write this up in 10 seconds.
I was just going to push
copy
to get rid of concealed carry licensing. Just let concealed carry, just let people concealed carry. But this is even better.
I think there are three people in this state that need to file this bill more than any other. Del Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde Chambliss needs to be a co-sponsor. And Reed Ingram needs to sponsor it in the House. I mean, those three are in trouble, and they need this bill.
Clyde's not in trouble.
Clyde could blend puppies up.
Clyde knows
what
he's doing.
And he'd be fine. But he's very popular.
He knows what he's doing.
Donald Trump, I can stand in the street and shoot somebody.
There's a reason that he did all the,
gas tax legislation?
Well, but the accountability part of it.
But
that's his reputation. That's what he does.
I know, but that's garbage.
He's the type of dude that is fun. Like, I was having this discussion yesterday. He's fundamentally honest, and so, it's on brand for him to be like, yeah, I'm for the gas tax because, we need roads. Not any, cut all your yang-yang out. This is what we need, so we're going to do it. Just one of those things.
Hey, Jack, how you doing over there?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hate this discussion.
You don't like guns?
I love guns.
Oh, well, then let's ban them. I mean, let's ban them. Let's ban
off
these
message,
federal laws.
Off message.
Let's get these.
I would make a terrible candidate. Somewhere in District 75, Reed Ingram just went.
Right.
That clip will be playing on the radio 24/7.
Let's ban guns.
Baron Coleman says.
That sound you heard was Reed taking a deep sigh of relief.
Let's get these interlopers out of here, Baron.
Well,
get these meddling feds.
These feds.
The revenuers.
I love it.
Can we just do that with a whole host of issues?
Can we just nullify the federal government?
Great idea.
I mean, yeah, as long as they keep giving us the money.
It worked out well in 1861.
Right. As long as they keep giving us the money that props up the state economy, then
it'll work. There are some states who could leave the union and be fine.
We're not one of them.
We are not one of them.
Correct.
Alabama would really suffer.
There's a whole host of states that just, not so much.
We would really suffer without our $3.61 from the federal government for every dollar we send. But I'm willing to try it. You know who could do it and get away with it?
Who?
There's one state primed to do it, and there's a specific reason they're able to do it. There's only one state who could walk away from the union tomorrow with minimal difficulty.
Please tell me.
Texas. They got their own power grid.
Oh, yeah.
There are three power grids in this country, east of the Mississippi, west of the Mississippi, and Texas. And because Texas has their own power grid, they are primed to go.
You know the most random information.
That's why I'm the Grand Mufti.
The what?
Yeah, they have a... The slight problem with all that, I mean, I get it, but, if we just want to, talk in reality...
I'm going to have somebody draft that up.
Baron, I got a bill for you people.
Yeah, oh, no, trust me. Someone's going to bite on this. This will be filed in Alabama. This is a no-brainer. We're going to expand it, too. We're going to put abortion laws on here. We're going to put...
See...
What other good red meat issues can we throw on here? Jack, what's a good red meat issue? What other federal meddling laws can we do better than the feds? Education standards?
But we're already getting rid of Common Core.
I see you, Missouri, and I raise you. I raise you. We're not getting rid of Common Core. Stop that nonsense. If we were getting rid of Common Core, the House would have heard of the bill before it was filed.
They didn't own the gas tax.
Well, nobody saw it until the day it came out.
Well, because, Jack, they told
them. But they were aware of it.
Well, they told them all about it before they were able to run for office, right?
They were aware of it. Yeah. Mac McCutcheon and Terry
Years ago.
Mac McCutcheon and Terry Collins, after Del Marsh filed the Common Core bill, went, what?
Wait, what?
What? It's going to go through our committee in my house, and well, we didn't even mention it?
The celebrating. I was like, how do you not see through this?
No, this is not going anywhere. It might clear the Senate, but it will not get a hearing in the House. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
After 9 o'clock.
Midtown. Welcome to Prima Donna Radio.
Well, we've got a whole studio full of them.
I know, right? I mean, how do you fit four people and then all these egos in here?
Well, we got five people.
I'm trying to figure out why egos. It wasn't ladies first, and you're sitting in this chair next to me.
Oh. Shots fired. Wow. Dave takes his normal chair, and everybody goes bananas.
Well, you were there when I got here. You were like, I mean, I didn't mean to, like, you know.
Dave said, if you want your chair, you come on Wednesday.
Well, I tried to offer it to her, and she said no. I did, didn't I?
Yeah, he actually did. That's a.
Well, I came in here Tuesday. My chair was taken. That will never happen again.
And when Jack's not here, I sit there.
Who was here Tuesday?
Oh, what's his face? Jeff Poor.
And I like being over there a
you
lot
were late,
better.
Right?
I was late.
Well, I can't help that.
Well,
you could say
you should have known better.
That's Jack's chair.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
He should have known better.
Well, at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I don't let people sit in your chair.
Really?
That's true. And they're generous sponsors of our number one of this program. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has award-winning pizzas, great pastas, salads, sandwiches, and so much more. They have that award-winning pizza, some of the best pizza in the entire world. Definitely the best pizza in the state of Alabama. AL.com declared the best pizza in central Alabama. That's from, like, Mississippi to Georgia, from Birmingham to
Mobile. I heard Brett Kavanaugh really likes it.
You know why? Well, he likes beer.
And they have beer, too.
They have 16 beers on tap.
Yeah, he still likes beer.
It's a great place. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, when you get the opportunity, swing by there and stay and enjoy yourself.
Check the place out.
See what you like.
They got a lot of stuff.
Kick the old tires.
Try a couple things, you know.
Get an appetizer.
Definitely.
I don't know why more people don't get appetizers than go out to eat. They're like, we're trying to save money. It's like $6.
Well, not only that, but like then
you can't afford an appetizer, you can't afford to go out to eat.
Or get an app and split an entree if you're trying to be cheap.
Oh. Mr. Cheapskate over here.
I'm just saying.
How to eat for $19.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well,
exactly.
He says, I got $50 to eat, and I know I'm going to drink 7 beers.
Right. So that's 49 of the dollars.
Yeah. So how do I eat on a buck? All right, our number 272-9228 of April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership and AltoDay.com. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you daily. Dave Mowry joins us, as he does on Thursdays. Trisha will be in a minute. I overbooked. I feel terrible. But, now Bob wants to get on. I mean, it's a zoo. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I've been listening to your Midtown Pizza spiel, and I've been there. I love it. I go to the one in High Point, Prattville.
Isn't it fantastic?
That's not what I call.
Well, that's okay.
Yes.
You can always work in a plug for one of our sponsors.
I also used Chippewa Charms.
Yeah, they do a good job.
And great guys. Great guys. Wonderful lady. Hey, I called to ask. I just remember my daughter.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you checking in with us. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'll explain the oddity and awkwardness there at the break.
I got it.
Mike Pence is coming to Huntsville, Alabama.
I love me some Mike Pence.
Is Mother coming?
Now, come on.
Mother?
Just because he loves his wife.
Is he allowed to go out to eat while he's there?
Not with a woman.
Hey, you know what? I love those rules. We would have...
I just think it's funny. I don't care.
You know what? Whatever... Yeah, we'd have a lot less divorces, a lot less scandal. And here's the thing. Is what works for them doesn't have to work for
everybody. That's what I was going to say. Is I really don't care. I just think it's funny. But, like, whatever works for you, I don't...
Here's what it reminds me of.
I'm for whatever gets you through the night.
Here's what it reminds me of.
Whether it's Jesus pills or Jack Daniels.
You ever see on Facebook when people, like, glow over their spouse?
Yeah.
That says something's wrong.
There you go.
Nobody... Yeah, no. And you know, like, what does joint Facebook accounts say?
Here's a random picture of my spouse. I am the luckiest person in the world. I love my spouse. My spouse is the greatest thing ever. Look at my beautiful spouse. I love my spouse. I can't get enough of my spouse. Here's some flowers I brought my spouse. And
I swear I wasn't on Ashley Madison last
night.
Yeah,
something went terribly awry in the last couple weeks. And you got caught. That happens. That's my guess is what happened to Mike Pence in the dinner deal. My guess is along the way, Mother saw something.
He's a good looking man.
No, actually, calling her mother?
That's what he calls her.
Yeah, or like, I think he had like, he was a talk show host or something.
He was. Radio talk show host. And now vice president. There's hope! There's hope! This country can be saved!
But he wasn't always super conservative, and then he had a religious awakening, and he talked about it, and that really informs his marriage and the reason that he doesn't do all that stuff. And that's great. Good for them. I mean, it seems to work, you know? And he's the vice president, so.
Baron, you can't run for office. I heard you're against guns.
I just think the...
You heard it here first.
He said ban him. I heard it.
I'm the most heavily armed person in this studio by a country mile.
It's true.
I just want to keep putting that out there so people who just turned in is like, what?
What happened?
Let me just say, if somebody breaks in the studio and starts shooting, I can arm three of us. Yeah. Right? Like, without moving.
And if you hadn't overbooked, that'd be enough.
Yeah, that's true.
The good thing for y'all is...
Normally, that's a gun for everybody, but not today.
The good thing for all y'all is you could just stand behind me.
Use Dave as a human shield.
Basically.
There's 6'8" of shield here to go through. No, he'll be in the Rocket City, Mike Pence will be. I got this off AltoDay.com. for a National Space Council meeting.
Sweet.
He will chair the fifth meeting of the National Space Council, which is supposedly going to talk about Donald Trump's plan to send people to the moon, or, as he might say, back to the moon.
Back to the moon.
I'm sorry, where'd you find that article?
ALtoday.com.
Okay,
nice little publication.
Good, good,
good. You know anybody that works? Anybody know anybody that works there? And they're shopping for an editor. If you
we
know.
Are shopping for an editor.
If you're looking for a job and can spell.
Spelling not necessary.
Info at altoday.com. There's a lot of truth to what I just said.
Yeah.
All right. I see you on Facebook, April Marie, and you often give people a hard time about vaccinations. I saw this and immediately thought of you. Kentucky governor says he exposed his children to chickenpox. And the left went bananas. Everybody, he's trying to murder his own children. He purposefully is getting his children sick.
We all live through chickenpox.
I live through chickenpox. I'm half deaf because of it.
Never had them.
You never had chickenpox?
Mm-mm. So I got to be careful like later on in life because I could get shingles.
Yeah. No, it's the other way around, I think. I think if you have chickenpox, then you get shingles.
Oh, I thought it was if you didn't have it.
No. You can get it as chickenpox as an adult, and it would...
No, it's a lot worse.
That's what I'm about to say. If you get it now, it's going to be rough.
Yeah,
Your mom should have followed the Kentucky governor's lead.
You know what my mother did? There was three of us children, and I don't remember which one of us, as the story goes, but my one of us had chickenpox, and my mother put us in a car and drove us down to Florida, all three of us, with the child who had chickenpox.
On purpose?
And was like, we'll just get it. We'll get it done with that. We were living in Virginia at the time. She was like, well, life happens. Everybody load up. We're going to Florida.
Best part of this story is he has nine children.
Good for him.
I did not know that.
It's a competition. The game's on, Baron.
He wins.
Same baby mama?
Trust me, he wins. Believe it or not, no.
Really?
Yeah, he's five biological children, four adopted.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, his wife is Glenna. No word yet whether he calls her mother.
Is there some guy named Wang running for president?
Yang.
Yang?
Yang.
Jack, it's a critical letter. Make a mistake there.
Although, I know why you would make that mistake.
Yes.
Why?
One of his big...
He's anti-circumcision.
Anti-circumcision. That's a big deal, pardon the pun, for his campaign.
That's a small deal at that age.
He's got skin in the game, let me just tell you that. But,
you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, now, like, because all these candidates, like, they want to be candid and all that. So, like, I saw some video of somebody in Iowa and, like, I got to go get my morning work. Like, we don't want to hear about that crap, okay? Like, the president does not need to have any thought on circumcision or not.
No.
None.
No.
We don't. And if you do, we don't need to hear about
it. Well, if you do, you don't need to be our president.
Right.
You think about... Well, presidents need to be big picture people. If you're thinking about small details, it's the wrong job.
You're just having too much fun with these puns, aren't you? The small details of circumcising infants.
You know, hey,
he's got a rub with it, I'll tell you that. But,
well,
it makes you bristle.
Yeah.
You can't.
We should pull back from this, Baron.
Oh.
It's a hard subject.
It is now considered an optional surgery.
It is.
And so Medicaid doesn't cover it.
That's fine.
Oh, really?
So it will soon be, according to the pediatrician, wealthy kids will have circumcision.
That sounds like a communist plot to me.
Sounds like an anti-Jewish plot.
Yeah, that sounds like
racism.
Weird. That's weird.
So now...
That just assumes all Jewish people are rich?
So now,
is that where they're going with this?
They're pretty close.
Well, so there's got to be a couple of them in poverty somewhere.
You have to pay cash or don't get your child
sick. How long has this been the rule?
I don't know, but I was
informed. Well, I'm not on Medicaid.
When I had my,
No,
I mean, I'm not on Medicaid, but my doctor, when making the decision. No, insurance will cover it, government
says. But like, more than 50% of babies in Alabama are born.
Oh, it's like 80%.
Yeah.
80% are on government.
So those children are not getting circumcised anymore.
So does that count on the what's the plan where you pay a buck for the kid or whatever? What's that called? All kids. Does that count with all kids?
This is a detail I do not know.
We need to find
probably,
that out.
Probably, but
because I think something like half of all kids are on all kids.
Yeah.
Like 80% of babies are on Medicaid, and half of all kids end up on all kids.
Okay, well,
you can make stupid money in being all kids. Have you ever looked into that?
No.
Oh, you talk about finding a story to write. You can make, I think, four times the poverty level, and so for a family of nine. I think I could make like $300,000 and still qualify for all kids. I'm not kidding. I mean, it's something stupid high.
I would like to make $300,000 just to find out.
Well, you know. You know what I did one year? I got on the healthcare.gov exchange. This is a pain in the ass. I got on the healthcare.gov exchange, and I just punched in, like, the lowest money I could possibly imagine making next year. Because every year, they you have to estimate what you're going to make, and if you punch in too much and you...
You don't qualify.
You don't qualify. If you punch in too little and you end up making more. So I was just going to, like, see what the limits were. So I punched in, like, a really small number. This is when I had a family of, like, I think I had four or five kids at the time. I punched in a pretty small number, but it was modest, a modest income. I thought, you know, we could live on this. If I only made this, we could survive. I wonder what my health insurance would cost on healthcare.gov with this money. And then I was going to get, like, the most I thought I might make and see if I would still qualify for some bennies. Guess what they did when I punched in my little? They automatically enrolled me on Medicaid. Yeah. And I had to go through the process of unenrolling my kids from Medicaid. I didn't have to provide proof of income or anything. They just took my word for it and enrolled my kids in Medicaid.
Wow.
And got you cards and everything.
Cards and everything got mailed to my house.
Way.
Yes. I had to go and sign an affidavit at the Department of Public Health down at the RSA building that I didn't want my kids enrolled in Medicaid.
They send you cell phones too? Did you get a cell phone in the mail?
All of a sudden, I had a free place to live. I had food stamps, EBT cards.
They're not food stamps anymore.
I was on WIC. What are they?
They're not called food stamps.
What are they called?
It's a debit card.
Yeah. Electronic benefits transfer.
Yes.
But you can still get SNAP, right?
Yes. But supplemental
and
nutrition.
Yeah, yes. Temporary Assistance to Needy Families.
Families, yeah.
They all have cute, snappy...
But at any rate, they don't give the actual money, you know, food stamps anymore.
I miss the old days when I lived in Indiana as a child and you see someone ripping off those stamps and handing them in.
The book of them. Yeah. I grew up on those.
Those are nice. Now they give you a debit card. Takes all the glamour out of it.
Well, not the glamour.
You know what I mean. The experience.
Well...
It's so that you're not stigmatized.
Correct.
And you don't starve to death.
Well, I'm with that.
No, I'm all for it because I said this yesterday on the air. A kid born into poverty is not a sinner. It's not his fault.
It's not their fault.
It's not his fault.
Correct.
Yeah. We'll be back. 272922. I got a whole studio full of people will be rotating around here. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now. When the world comes in, let come. To build a wall between us.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Jean from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Jean, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're dry and storm-free for at least four more days before the next storm system arrives, but we'll enjoy it while it's here. Sunshine today, high around 68. Tonight, clear skies, cool. You'll need a jacket, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect for a spring day with a high in the lower 70s. Lots of sunshine. More sun on Saturday. High temperatures approaching the middle 70s. I think we're in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, still dry. Down on the beaches, high right around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62. Pollen count remains very high through Friday and then medium to high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far.
Now I gotta think about Geraldo half naked. Penny Earned Concrete and Technologies, 284-9292. For all your concrete needs, get in touch with my man Tom Latham over there at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co, or do what I highly recommend. Don't turn the radio off, but open your browser, go to Facebook, and pull up Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, and you will see thousands of pictures, thousands and thousands of pictures, videos. Man, the work is just pristine. It's unbelievable. There's good concrete work and there's bad concrete work. You don't want to hire the bad people. So take my advice and call Tom Latham at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. 284-9292. Check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete, .co. Oh, PennyEarned.co is the website. PennyEarned.co. I got Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. April Marie Fogel moved her day from Wednesday to Thursday. Dave Mowry kept his day on Thursday, and in a little bit, Trisha will come in, who moved her day from Tuesday to Thursday. Why does everybody want to move to Thursday? Is that the best? Is it because Dave's here? Now it's their highest rated day?
Just saying. I had...
You didn't win any awards before I started coming.
I had the strangest day yesterday. I was coming to Montgomery overnight, get on the road, and I forgot my luggage.
What?
That's terrible.
Did you have to go back?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes.
You don't have a driver that can just drive it down to you? I thought you were the editor of AL Today.
I'm not making Cliff Sims money. Todd Stacy money.
Hey, Cliff Sims isn't making Cliff Sims money.
No kidding.
His book sold like 9 copies.
Bomb.
I'm not making Todd Stacy money. So I had to turn around. I was taking my puppies back because the fostering, and so I have spring break coming up. So I had to get eight puppies into the back of my SUV, and then the mom, and it was like a comedy. Like you could have filmed this, put this on YouTube, had 2 million hits. Me trying to round up puppies. It's very entertaining.
I got some birthday announcements.
Oh, yay.
Father Wayne Youngman at Holy Spirit Catholic Church, 62 years old today. How about that?
Well.
Our friend J.W., who's a fantastic lawyer over at the Troy King Law Firm, he turns 35 today. And some other people.
Wow, you don't normally do that, Barry.
Well, I look at them every day, and if I know who they are, or they're regular callers or regular listeners, then I mention it. But I mean, how often do you get to talk about your priest on air? Not very often. Our number 272-9228. Dave sent me this story this morning. This is fantastic. Something I've mentioned time and time and time and time again.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just want to read the headline.
Well, wait, but before you do. Go ahead. Read it.
How Trump is on track for a 2020 landslide.
Oh, different story.
Oh, what? It,
the other one I texted you about.
What was that?
Well, let's talk about this one.
I'm sorry, what
was that one?
No, let's talk about this one. I don't want to derail the segment.
Well, I just was going to say, I've been telling people this forever. Trump's going to win 40 or 42 states. Yeah. This is not going to be a close election. He barely eked out Wisconsin last time. He'll win Wisconsin by 100,000 votes this time. He barely eked out Michigan. He'll win Michigan by 100,000 votes this time, or 200,000. He barely eked out Pennsylvania. He might win it by 300,000 or 400,000 votes this time. This is not going to be close. People do not vote against their pocketbook for presidential elections.
Correct.
They just don't.
Not for rudeness.
Not because of what? What has he done? He's not started any wars.
I thought the world ended. It didn't?
No.
We're still here?
Every single person's life is better off unless
you... I thought that Kim Jong-un played him like a fool and that North Korea is now... has an army the size of Russia, and they can nuke New York in a minute.
You realize we'd be in the middle of a nuclear war right now if Hillary Clinton had won. I firmly believe that. She would have gone to war with Russia.
I was reading something yesterday. Dick Van Dyke, I don't know how, but I looked him up. He's 93. He supported Bernie last election.
Of course.
And he said that for the first time since the Cold War, he is scared. He's scared that Trump's going to get us in a war. And I'm like, what? That's the last thing Trump's going to do is get us in a war.
He doesn't want to destroy any of his big, beautiful properties.
And it just shows how stupid...
He has them all over the world.
How stupid people are.
I forgot about that story. Are we changing out? Is this tag team radio? You guys are tagging out in the middle?
She's just being polite.
He's being so sweet.
Oh, my goodness. We have...
I'm going
to
sit on Jack's lap.
We'll see what comes up.
but the interesting thing is...
Are we going back to the Brist segment?
Come on, sit down. We'll get something straight between us.
That story's from Politico, but there's evidence underlying it, and it's that they ran some model.
Yeah,
based
over and
on
over.
Yeah,
lots of models.
But it's based on economic numbers and approval numbers and... a lot of stuff, and it basically says that, like, if things stay the same or go up, basically what they're doing, though, is look at the headline and then look at the subhead.
Subheadline, economic models point to a Trump blowout in 2020, but a faltering economy or giant scandal could change everything.
So essentially what they're saying is that if we can tank the economy, we can get rid of Trump.
Yeah, and you know what?
And that's what they want to do.
Well, the Fed was on pace to do that, and then I have economic news today that the Fed is actually changing course. They were hiking, and now they've stopped. And I think they have to stop because, here it is, Fed returns to the punch bowl, the biggest surprises in today's Fed decision. This was on Zero Hedge this morning. They're not raising rates any farther. The 10-year Treasury note went below 2.5 this morning. For those of you wanting to refinance, today is the day to call. We'll talk about it during the next hour, but today is the day to call. You're probably not going to find a better rate. I watch that 10-year note every single day because as the 10-year note goes, and I'll just give you guys an example of what happened as the Fed was speaking yesterday. You see, when he mentioned they were not pulling rates, what happened? That's what we call a hockey stick, a reverse hockey stick. Even plummets. Damn. Just absolutely falls off a map. The 10-year Treasury at one point touching...
I hear the bank stocks didn't like the Feds.
Well, yeah. Of course not. But you know what? Donald Trump's economic model is fewer banks, more credit union.
Right, right.
That's his model. That's his economic model. Get away from Wall Street, get it back to Main Street. That's what he's doing. And they can't keep raising. Everything's going down in price.
Right.
It's the most amazing thing. We've been told for 35 years that this is impossible, that you can have prices coming down and the economy going up. We've always been told that you have to have them in sync. If prices are coming down, the economy's tanking. If prices are going up, the economy's rising. And under the globalist model of the last 35, 38 years, that was reality. Donald Trump said there's a better way, and he's doing it. He's doing it. He's reinvesting. You have billions of dollars being reinvested back in the United States. Some of it's coming to Alabama. I think they said Toyota was putting $1 billion extra dollars in. And that's not the only one. Honda's expanding their plant in Lincoln. There's a lot going on right now. All those people who doubted Donald J. Trump...
are wrong.
Wrong.
You got people who are still going to vote against him. I mean,
well,
obviously.
Yeah. I mean...
because they're just...
idiots.
He's everything Democrats have always wanted. He's
correct.
Anti-war. He's pro-local worker. I mean, unions love him.
Yep.
And what else
does he want to do? He wants to build a lot of stuff.
Right. Right. Talk about shovel ready.
You know?
Yeah.
Unlike maybe the last Democrat president who, you know, just pumped all the money into Wall Street. And
no, he gave it all to banks.
And
he had a $2 trillion bailout and gave it all to banks and insurance companies.
Yeah. How'd that work out for us?
All right. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-
I just read something.
9228.
That 78% of white evangelicals... were Trump supporters and
that's
high approval ratings.
That sounds low.
I know.
Low.
Well, it says it's dropped by 9 points. He's now at 69.
I don't believe that for,
I don't
one,
either.
For 1 second.
I don't either.
I think it's gone up by 9 points.
Correct.
You remember, we ran a couple of polls in Alabama, and they were probably a year apart.
I remember this.
I ran Donald J. Trump's approval rating among Republican primary voters. This was during the 2017 Senate primary. 92%. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had a 96% approval rating. Donald Trump only trails the Lord by four points. So if there was an election, it would be close. I'm not saying Trump would win, but...
Ditka versus God, nine holes of golf. Wait, is it still the mini Ditka?
It's Hurricane Ditka. It sounded like a Saturday Night Live skit. It really did. I got those results back, and I thought, you're kidding me. I want to know who the 4% of Republican primary voters were that disapproved of the Lord.
Yeah.
The job he's doing. But I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it was so close. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, Miss Dot, serving up specials on a daily basis over there. When you have the opportunity, go buy specials, man. What are you talking about? Everything in there is special. It's absolutely amazing when you go in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. It's the way shopping should be, frankly. Retail shopping at its finest. They have finery. They have some discounts on items. You can get a great value on everything. They've got everything from furniture, dishes, cookware, antiques. I mean, I don't even know everything. Just everything in the world you can imagine. Knickknacks, decorations, pictures, old magazines, old vinyl, newspapers from the 30s and 40s when, you know, World War II was breaking. That's just cool stuff. I don't know. If you just like looking around, going there. Miss Dot likes to say, if you don't see it there, you don't need it. I tend to believe her. You're not going to hear Rage Against the Machine playing in the background while you're there. That's why you tune in here. Trisha, April Marie, Dave, Jack, and Baron. Because Baron can't schedule great guests. Dave Mallory. We'll be back. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 8 minutes now to the top of the hour. My friends over at New Look Decorating Center, Brett Lanham stopped by here the other day. What a treat. What a joy that guy is. Always in a better mood. That guy is so high energy. He's like
the anti-Jeb Bush?
The anti-Jeb Bush. It's like he and Jeb Bush got in a room and all of Jeb Bush's energy went into Brett Lanham. The guy is nothing short of remarkable. Go meet him. Go meet him.
He's a lot younger than I expected.
Well, he is a little younger than you thought. But he, I mean, he's got the experience. Everybody loved Waldo in town. Waldo worked at New Look Decorating. Everybody loved Waldo. Brett Lanham makes paint like Waldo, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody loves him, and he's just upbeat, energetic, excited. Go by New Look Decorating when you get the opportunity. They're on the Atlanta Highway right where Bell Road dead ends into it. You can... you know, while you're in there, talk to their two designers they have on staff. You can look at all those Benjamin Moore paints. And I have been lying to you people for years now because I keep telling you that the Benjamin Moore factory, where most of their paint comes from, is in Pelham, Alabama.
It's in Pell City.
It's in Pell City, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what I was talking about. It's in Pell City.
You must have gotten a Pell Grant.
Well, Jeff Poore was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm from Pelham. I don't remember the Benjamin Moore factory.
They're mining paint.
And Brett was like, that's because it's in Pell City. Yeah, well, you know, it's close enough. Go by there when you get a chance. Those Benjamin Moore paints are the highest quality paints you can possibly imagine. They do such a good job matching colors in there. They got everything. They got timeless, classy wallpapers. They got everything in the world.
Princesses you can put on your walls.
Princesses? You guys got to get a little closer.
You can put princesses on your wall.
Ah, princesses on the wall.
Or Buzz Lightyear.
How do you know that?
I was there.
And you saw princesses?
They have wallpaper books with princesses. And you can get your kid's face on some of them.
Yeah, well, we don't need that.
What in the world?
They're like life-size pictures.
Why would you want pictures of your kid's face on the wall?
I don't know.
I know my kids look like.
But you can do that.
I see them all the time. You got them on your phone.
Your kid would want it, though.
Okay. No kid is that vain.
Yeah.
You got to be like 16 before you turn that vain.
Well, there are a lot of vain parents.
And I was
going to
say.
Big ass things in the yard. Happy birthday, Francine. It's a big five.
Let me talk
That's
about that.
That's just people that have too much money.
No, I'm just. So I have a friend who runs one of those businesses. Okay. Number one, she makes a good amount of money.
I guarantee you.
Number two, it's kind of cool when you're like five and you come home and there's a big like statue in the yard to you. Like, that's cool.
Well,
my kids loved it.
I would love.
Oh.
Oh, you love it.
Oh. He's one of those.
Hey, I went to Chicago for my 40th birthday. I come home, there's a big thing. Happy 40th day with a champagne bottle. Like, you know, it's great. It's just fun.
It reminds me of...
You guys got on me for talking about mother. Why are you getting on these people for putting a statue to the kid in their yard?
I don't mind the statue to the kids. I mind...
It's not a $10,000 oil painting like half the town has.
Yeah. I mind when somebody sends me... I get a lot of Facebook requests from people... that's a true point fact right there. By the way, if you want a $10,000 oil painting, Joel Kelly will cut you a deal. He's a great listener to this program. He does a great job.
And Joel, big Georgia fan. Love that guy.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Huge Georgia fan.
I love Joel Kelly. I wish...
Me too, but that's... I know him through the
door. I wish I could afford to have him paint my family.
I do too.
Because I would totally put it up behind my couch. Anyway, that's a sidetrack. This is what bothers me. I get a lot of Facebook friend requests from people I don't know because of being on the radio.
Yes, because of the show? Yeah. So do I.
Well, and it happens. And so I want to know who they are, and I don't recognize the name, but I think maybe I'll recognize their face. Let me click through their profile pictures. Let me let you in on a little secret here. Profile is you. You are the profile.
Right.
Profile is not your 3-year-old snot-nosed brat.
It's not profile, Jack Nicholson.
Profile is not you and seven other girls at a club. Profile is a picture of you that you might, you know, that someone knows it's you. Like, I don't even know what my profile picture is right now, but let me look at it. I guarantee you I'm in
it. Let's look
at
that.
It's a big horse's ass.
It's me. All right. It's me and LaToya. I am not a 5'3" black woman. You're so not? You know I'm the white guy, all right? I'm the white guy in that picture.
Mine's being a deer stand with a Grateful Dead headband on.
I'm not the white dude in mine either.
Exactly. So make sure everybody...
I am the white dude in mine.
Everybody needs to know who you are. That's okay. That's
mine
the profile.
Are all of just me.
And then if you don't know and you go to my page, you got Dave Mallory up on top.
Spells his name right above his face. But no, I mean, your Facebook profile picture should be you.
Yes.
If you want to have pictures of your kids, that's a great use of Facebook. Put them on there. Put them in albums. Put them anywhere you want. But not in the profile picture. Here's my general rule, and it's pretty flawless, and I'm going to step on a lot of toes here. The more Facebook profile pictures you have that are not of you...
The less likely you are to accept the friend request?
The less likely you are to accept how you look.
Oh. No.
That's my general rule.
So you're saying you have no self-esteem if you have all your...
Correct.
Or,
it's an indication to me you're not happy with how you look.
Or you're hiding something.
Like you're in the mafia?
Or you're just like, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like the people that think like, I don't want people to know too much about me. I'm really secretive and important.
That's one thing. And but you're not going to put your 3-year-old up there. But when I have 13 profile pictures of your kids before I finally find a picture of you in 2008.
I agree.
You know, my guess is you've gained 40 or 50 pounds since 2008. Or you would be on your own profile.
I was hungry.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I probably stepped in a lot of toes there. No offense, but everybody right now, go to your Facebook page and change your profile picture to you.
You need a fan page so that you don't have to friend all of the people.
I have one, but it's hidden.
Well, what's the point of that?
I don't mind friending them. I just unfollow them so they don't show up in my feed.
Oh.
I don't mind them being friends.
Yeah, I very rarely friend people. For a long time, I had a 100 friend limit because I was like, really, I don't care about more than 100 people.
Yeah, but
life.
You can it's not block them, but you just unfollow them. They don't have to populate your feed.
Yeah. My Facebook is not, is pretty much just family updates and random updates, things my kids say. I don't need strangers to know that. Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't put that kind of stuff on there. I don't think. What the hell do I have on
there? There's not many people that I'm like Facebook friends with that I don't actually know. I'm pretty good about being like, we need to be like friends or know each other.
The last thing I put up there was a picture of Bradley Byrne at Peach Park.
Looking like Timmy?
As an example of why
Skippy
of why you need to hire good social media consultants if you're running for the United States Senate. Because whoever let him put that picture up of him in a dorky sweater and, at least they're not pleated pants, but dorky sweater and pants combination, holding a double scoop of peach ice cream with the word Mo right above his head, as if his opponent's not going to be Mo Brooks at some point. He's got his opponent's name right above his head. See where it says Mo right there?
It does.
100% says Mo right there.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
Thank you to former representative
looks,
and current judge Isaac Wharton for pointing that out.
He looks some fastidious there. You know, he's very like...
You know, I hear the people in New York or some folks are really upset about electing Ocasio-Cortez.
They should be.
Well,
oh,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Her.
Yeah, well, there's a story about when she was a bartender, somebody, you know, a patron came in and the 10 o'clock news was on. And there was a story about a man that was standing on a ledge and the cops were trying to coax him down and... The fella had been drinking. He says, I bet you $25 that that guy doesn't jump. She says, I bet you he does. And or it was the other way around. He said he will jump. She says he won't. And so the guy ends up jumping and he dies. And so